Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to cover some very specific questions that you should be asking as you're reflecting back on 2017.
Right. We spoke more generally in previous 3 days, and now we're going to get to a little bit more specific questions that will guide your thinking as you look forward to 2018.
Right. Now, this comes from a blog at the Huffington Post, and actually this is from sort of the business world, but it relates very nicely to what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Right. So let's kind of dive quickly into some of these. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this was written by Eileen Chadnick, not Chadwick, but it's an N, Chadnick.
Right.
And
it's nicely organized because there are 12 questions.
Yes.
Six of the questions are how do you look back at 2017. Mm-hmm. Six of the questions are, how do you look ahead to 2018?
Right.
So it's nicely organized.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these are ones that we've talked about before, so we can go through those pretty quickly. The first one, for example, is what went well.
Right.
All right, we've been talking about that since Monday's podcast.
Since Monday, right.
You know, looking back at the year, what went well, so that you can kind of fuel and use that as a rejuvenation to keep going.
And don't do the other, what went poorly.
Right.
There's no need to do that yet.
Okay? Not yet.
Just stay on what went well.
Yeah.
And focus on that. Sit down, make a list, write it all down.
Right.
What went well?
Number two is, what surprised you? I like that one. That's a new addition.
That's really a new way of looking at things.
Right.
And when I read that, it was striking because I thought, what surprised me in 2017? That will take some thinking. I'll have to think about that one. But I think it's a very useful question to ask.
Now, again, this could be good or bad.
Right. That's right.
Because, you know, things that surprise you could be, well, it was a very nice surprise, but or else it could be a very not so nice surprise.
Exactly. Right. So this here, you may be surprised by some negative things.
Right.
Okay. Which is okay.
Right.
As we said, we're going to get into them.
Right.
But that first one should be positive.
Right. Number three, what did you learn this year?
Right.
What did this year teach you is the specific question. So what did you learn? And again, could be positive or negative, but there are certainly things that happened to you this year that taught you something.
That's right.
You know, I said this in a podcast previously earlier this week, and that is that sometimes we learn more from the negative things that happen. And so, again, while step one or the first question that you're asking yourself is what went well, and you're focusing there on the positives, here is where we're starting to get into those more negative things. But what did you learn?
Mm-hmm.
What
did this last year teach you?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's a good thing to think about.
Absolutely. Number four, what are you noticing or even having hunches about?
And this is another one that made me smile.
Yeah.
You know, what are you having hunches? I think that, you know.
Yeah. So again, looking at the year in review, you're thinking about sort of where's your life headed? Like, what ideas do you have that about where whatever happened this past year, where that's going to take you next year?
Right.
You know, sometimes you are in your job and you're feeling okay about it, but there's that feeling or that sense that, man, there's some changes about to happen.
Right.
Go ahead and look at those things. Think about those things and what effect those are having on your life.
No, I really like this one a lot. I mean, what surprised you and what do you have hunches about?
Right.
And I thought, wow, that takes you in a very different direction.
Absolutely.
You know, than, okay, let's do self-help or self-care. Mm-hmm. This takes you in a much more creative, I think, expansive direction.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, number five is, what needs to be left behind?
Wow.
Another one that I really like.
I do
because
too.
This is the idea of, all right, so what was going on this year? What were you doing this year that you just need to stop doing? What do you just need to leave? Treat 2017 like Las Vegas. What happened in 2017 stays in 2017.
Right.
Because there are certainly some habits and behaviors that we need to just stop.
This is such a positive way. What do I not want to drag into 2018?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boy, I could make a list here of this one too. But I think it's a wonderful, wonderful way of structuring your thinking. Mm-hmm. What do you want to leave behind?
Right.
Just leave it in 20. Don't bring it with you anymore.
Right.
It's a choice.
Absolutely. You know. And then number six, and it's just basically complete this phrase. 2017, well, they have 2016 year here because it was from last year. 2017 was the year of blank.
I have, and I'm going to confess right up front, I have no idea what I'm going to put in there. I've looked at that three times now, and I have absolutely no idea. So what it means is I'm going to have to sit down early in the morning, not have everything quiet, and I'm going to have to think long and hard about this one because I cannot fill in the blank right now.
Yeah. It would be tough. I'm trying. I don't have an answer either.
No, I didn't.
Because there were so many things that happened. There is difficult to think of one phrase or one word or one idea that would encapsulate everything.
Yeah. It was a year of so many things happening that I don't know where to begin. That was my first response, is I have no idea where to begin.
Right.
But this is going to be a very productive exercise for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the next six questions,
right,
it begins the transition to moving forward, thinking ahead.
Right.
And so number seven is, where do you need to go next? And again, this is a great way to transition from reflecting to projecting.
Right.
You know, thinking about what's going to happen in the coming year. What do you want to take that's happened this year and continue to grow it into next year?
And not where do you want to be in December? Where do you want to be 12 months from now? What are you going to do next?
Right.
You remember the best time to do something was 20 years ago?
Right.
That's what I like about this one.
Yeah.
No. What are you going to do next? What's the next thing you have to do? Don't talk about December.
Right.
Let's talk about what's the next thing we have to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Number eight, how will you evolve in the year ahead? And again, that's building on the same idea. What is going to be, when you do look ahead at December 2018, what's going to be different about you then than now? And remember, when we use the word evolve, we're not just talking about change. We're not talking about differences. What we're talking about is improvements. You know, the idea of evolving is to go from something less adaptive to something more adaptive.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to improve yourself over the next year?
That's right. We talked last week or the week before about growth.
Right.
You know, this is about growth. And so what are you going to do to grow?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number nine is, what are your top goals? And we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on that next week.
Yeah.
But for now, you know, just thinking generally, you know, what type of things do you really want to accomplish? Again, with the idea of, this is how I want to evolve over the next 12 months, you know, what are those areas going to be?
And where am I going to put my energy?
Right.
You know, we'll get into that later, but where am I going to put my energy?
Right.
Where's my focus? Where's my passion? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
number 10 is, who would you connect with? And that's expanding your contacts, expanding your connection with other people. You know, we've talked about the importance of gratitude. We've talked about the importance of having those social connections with other people, either personally or professionally or in whatever way, but having those connections and building that network for yourself. Number 11 is, how will you navigate ambiguity and uncertainty?
It's a little more complicated, I don't know about this one. I'm going to have to give that one some thought.
Yeah, it's a difficult question, but I think that it relates to a lot of the things that we've talked about regarding making goals and, you know, deciding if you're committed to something or if you're just interested in something.
Right.
You know, that a lot of times that creates some ambiguity. And, you know, I would really like to exercise more. Okay. That is a very ambiguous statement.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can you deal with that? How can you navigate through those kinds of perspectives and statements to where you're actually working to make goals?
When I first read this one, I thought, oh, everybody's guilty of it, not just me.
Right.
We are guilty of ambiguity and uncertainty, and we don't get rid of it. We don't manage it very well. And so, again, this is one of those things that I hadn't thought about. Would not have been on my list prior to seeing this, but now that it's there, I think it's worth thinking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then finally, number 12 is, what is your mantra for 2018?
And there again, it's like finishing the sentence.
Right.
I'm not sure what my mantra is going to be.
Right.
I have some ideas,
yeah,
but I haven't made a decision.
Yeah. So we have a week to,
that's right,
to get through these.
Because what we should be doing right now is we should just be thinking about this and making lists and,
right,
and making decisions.
Right.
It's a contemplative process that, right, we should be in.
We're in the, mm-hmm, contemplation stage.
That's right.
Thinking about what you want to do, what you want, mm-hmm, to accomplish. And because certainly your mantra is going to be related to whatever evolution you're really wanting to have and your goals and all that kind of stuff.
And what's really important.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sort of thing.
So,
yeah,
so there's your 12 questions for,
yeah, they
for
are.
Thinking.
Get busy.
Reflecting on 2017 and projecting into 2018.
Right.
It's some great stuff. So, mm-hmm, definitely check it out. It, again, it's from the Huffington Post. The, right, link is in the show notes. But check that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is it for today. Remember to follow us on iTunes and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all of those fun things.
Right.
We would love for you to write a review on Facebook or iTunes, comment and ask questions on the YouTube page. That would be great. Definitely check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way, if you have the means and interest and willingness to support some of the work that we're doing here so that we can do more.
Right.
Our goal is to do more. You do, with your support, you'll get access to our Discord.
Mm-hmm.
server so that you can ask questions and we can interact there and
right,
that will be a little bit more directly,
right,
engaging so that we can find out what,
right,
we would like more of so that we can continue to provide what,
mm-hmm,
we can.
Right.
Make sure you're writing ratings and reviews for us in all the,
right,
places where one can do that,
mm-hmm,
to increase our visibility to others. So thanks so much for all of that. That would be totally awesome.
Awesome.
All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.